All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, June 28th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we have a ton of DFS action coming at you all weekend long. We have a 12-fight MMA card today. We have a 10-game MLB main slate. We have some COD action. We have some League of Legends action. We have golf rounds 3 and 4. We have trucks for NASCAR getting underway here within an hour. We have cup race today, actually, for NASCAR as well. There's some WNBA games going on too. So it should be an action-packed weekend. If you guys aren't signed up with us, want to check us out, I always recommend checking us out over the weekend. That way you get access to all the weekend sports, and that takes you right into the middle of the week. So for information on our 5-day no strings attached free trial, you can click the link in the description below. But aside from that, for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions, get your questions in. One of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show here on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a Saturday morning or afternoon, depending on where you live. Excited for all of the action today. So with it being a Saturday, I typically like to mix up the build demos here. So we'll probably look at some MMA, maybe even look at some trucks. I saw that projections and ownership are up for those already because the slate starts within an hour here. So those will be fun. So we did have a couple questions to get to prior to all of that. So we will start with questions that came in first and getting SaberSim pulled up here. First question of the day. Hey, Andrew, been kind of rethinking how I select my ownership buckets on my builds. I usually just do one build per slate. I don't separate out my single entries into their own build, usually, or anything when selecting which ownership bucket to use. Lately, I've essentially been going with whatever bucket has the largest total top prize potential of the selected contests I'm playing. So if I have two flagship single entries, for example, whose total top prize equals 2K, maybe 1K, and I have 150 max whose top prize is 1500, I've been choosing to use the flagship single entry buckets. Is this a good approach? Or should I consider other things like volume of entries and whatnot? This is what I've selected for UFC for today. Wondering how each of these contests you choose which ownership bucket to build with. Okay, and then there was a screenshot attached. I'm going to look at the screenshot. Okay, so I'm pretty positive that the question being asked is referring to which ownership bucket we are looking at in the My Own column so we can better analyze our exposures and our leverages on the slate, right? So just to start kind of from the beginning, right? The different buckets here will have different exposures for each fighter, and then the exposures are effectively the ownership projections, right? So if I'm at flagship MME, I see that our highest owned fighter is Topuria at 46%. Well, if I switch to high stakes single entry, well, Topuria goes up to 65%, right? So if imagine you have, 55% exposure to him. Well, when you're looking at flagship MME, okay, I'm a little bit over the field here. Well, if you're looking at, high stakes single entry, all of a sudden you have a little bit negative leverage on this fighter, right? So I think this is what the question's kind of in reference to. One thing to note is that your contest sims will automatically use the correct bucket. So like if I am playing a high stakes single entry, if I'm playing the $1, the $100 single entry here, it knows to use the bucket where Topuria is 65% owned. And so that gets taken into account with your ROIs. If I'm playing the $5 150 max, the builder's using the flagship MME. So it's using the one where he's 45% owned, right? About, I'm rounding here. So it is getting taken into account automatically here, but it is not, we're not, you know, using like a blend of these when we're showing you your exposures, right? So I think that's kind of the thing in question. Let me look at the screenshot again. So if it were me, so they have like, what I would probably do, So they have like a 6 entries into the Mega Mini Max, 150 in the Mini Max, 20 in the Jab, 20 in the Guillotine. I wouldn't use top prize for sure, because even though, like, yeah, you know, you can win the most in the Mega Mini Max, you only have 6 entries in it, right? So I think there's something to be said about either number of entries or even entry fee, you know, some combination. The answer might not be the same for anybody, for everybody, you know what I'm saying? So I think some blend of like entry fee and amount of entries is like what I would go with. If I were you, I would probably use low stakes MME, right? Because this is what's going to reflect most of your lineups the best. So I guess from that instance, I'd probably go with number of entries, whatever number of entries falls into whatever most number of entries fall into a bucket, right? So like you have 150 in the 50 cent, you have 20 in the $1, you have 20 in the $2. All of those, well, the flag, I mean, I guess there's a point to say like, okay, some of those are in like the low stakes 20 max. I would still probably go with low stakes MME, because if I'm looking at this, I don't know, this is like more or less about 200 entries, right? 75% of your entries are in the low stakes MME. So you want to use the one, I would say, where you're actually looking at your entire portfolio of lineups and you're getting a good sense of your exposures compared to what we think the field is going to be. So I would probably use low stakes MME if you were going to build it all together. I don't think the differences between low stakes MME and low stakes 20 max are actually that drastic. You know, we go back and forth here, right? A lot of these guys are staying the same. Tapuria staying at 47. Pantoja is going from like 43 to 44. So low stakes 20 max and low stakes MME are like kind of similar here. So that's actually a good thing, right? That means like, hey, you know, this isn't going to be that bad. The only time it might be a little weird is like, okay, you have like a $40 single entry. So then that goes to like the medium stakes single entry, but it's like one lineup, right? So those would be my opinions here on this question. Let me know if there's any follow-up, but I think that is what I would be choosing. All right, good one to get us started. Next question. Does the live updating feature used when late swapping alter the pool of lineups that I am simming my lineups against, or how is the actual lineups taken into account? Good question. So the answer is yes. The live data doesn't affect it, but the live projections don't, but the live ownership does, right? So when a slate starts, maybe we'll just jump over to baseball. Be a little bit easier to talk about this one. All right, so we got the MLB main slate a couple hours away. This isn't the easy. This is like a no late swap. All the games literally start within 5 minutes of each other. This is super cool, actually, for the live leaderboard. So the live leaderboard doesn't start working until all of the games are locked. So like when it's like a normal MLB slate, you know, you're not going to see the live leaderboard until like the last game starts. But the sweat is like a lot more fun this way, because all the games start and then you can pull up the live leaderboard. We're going to have all the actual lineups, the sim ROIs, win rates and stuff are going to be a little bit, you're going to see them earlier on in the slate, basically, is the point here. So this is kind of cool, like, from that sense. Let's see what this night slate is. Okay, this one's a good option here. Like, we can explain this here. So there's three games tonight. Two games, 4:15 Pacific time, and then one game at 6:30 Pacific time, right? So there's a say that again. So what we're going to do is we're going to download the contest files, and then we're going to see what the actual ownerships of the player are, right? So, like, okay, we have Schwellenbach projected for 50% ownership. We have Lazardo projected for 41%. You know, what if these are different, right? What if Schwellenbach comes in 60%? What if Lazardo comes in 50%, right? Well, that ownership's coming from somewhere, right? So we're probably going to end up taking it from some of the other pitchers on the slate. But we'll actually know the ownership for all four starters, but then there will be a little bit of ownership left over for Washington and LA, right? So maybe Soroka's ownership goes from 39 to 25 because we used extra ownership early. Maybe Hendricks goes from 18 to 11 as well, right? Because they took the ownership early. So the ownership projections will get updated based on however the ownership worked out for the games that have already started. Okay, so it is taking it into account, the pool you're simming against is the new updated pool. It is like half of it is the actual ownership, and then half of it is what we think the rest of the ownership on the slate is going to look like. Okay, follow up to that. If you increase the correlation slider, is the builder just picking out lineups that have more players that are correlated in it, or is it adjusting the scores those lineups get? Good question. So it's actually adjusting the scores that the lineups get. So effectively, the way this works, right, is that the players have raw correlation in the sims, right? And maybe it's be easier to look at a batter, someone wanted. So top projected batter is Ronald Acuna, right? I might have to have a hard refresh for this one. Let this load back up. All right, load it back up. Let's go back to batters. Acuna. Okay, so they have raw correlations, right? You know, we see Acuna is correlated to Allen, Olson, White, Riley, 0.13, 0.13, 0.12, 0.10, right, as you work your way down here. Effectively, what happens, and he's also negatively correlated, right, like negative 0.34 to the opposing team pitcher, makes a ton of sense. These correlations get amplified the higher this slider goes. So it drives the negative correlations further away from each other, and then it amplifies the positive correlations, making it more likely that those players who are positively correlated get into lineups together. So this is effectively like, hey, you know, when Acuna does good, you know, let's boost some of his teammates and make it more likely that this lineup gets stacked, right? We're not just using like the raw optimals. We're trying to build well-correlated teams here. So correlation is not just taking the lineups and then picking the ones that are correlated. This is actually part of the lineup building process where the correlation is amplifying how if one player does good, his teammates do better, and then using that to construct the best lineups. All right, another good question there. Next question, if I wanted to run some lineups in 10 different 29-person winner-take-all satellites for PGA Millie Maker tickets, do you recommend running one sim on one of the contests and then putting that in all, or running sim on all 10 and then putting the best lineup from that? Okay, so if these contests are all the same, I would run one sim. So typically how I do this is it's going to depend. if these are all the same, which it looks like they're all the same, what I would do is I would just create a custom contest and I would set this up, right? So, you know, maybe it's probably like a low stakes, I don't know, 29 man, probably like single entry, two max at the most. Okay, so I would do low stakes single entry. I would just say self-satellite. I would leave payout structure as custom. I'd go 29. Percent to first is 100. Entries paid is just 1 divided by 29, which is about 3.5%, 3.5. And then user entries 1. I would set up a custom sat like this. Yeah, 3.45. I just rounded. I would just set this up. And then what I would do is in my build, right? Let's just say like we run a quick build. Let's go 500. Check, check. Send that off. Okay. Send it off again. I would just use this custom one. And you could do this in direct fill. You could do this in autofill too. The only thing I would recommend is that if you're going to use autofill, make sure you use unique rank, because if you're using multiple contests are using the same contest sim and you use rank, they're all going to get the same exact top lineup, right? So that's the main reason to use unique rank in this scenario. But effectively, right, I think direct fill is like a good opportunity. This is a good opportunity to use direct fill. So run your build, go to direct, let the contest sim run, and then you would switch to your custom sim that you did. And then I would change this number of lineups to 29. Oops. I didn't mean to go full screen. There we go. 29. And then now you can figure out what you want your 29 lineups to look like. And, you know, fill them from there. So that's how I would be doing that, or how I would be approaching that. If you want to enter the same lineup into all 10 contests, then yes, I would set this to 1. Oh, you're in 10 different 29 man. So, sorry, this should have been 10. I don't know why I was thinking. If it's 10 contests, it should be 10. If you want to run one lineup, then yeah, I would set it to 1. And then you could fill them all with the same lineup. So, yep, that is correct. One of those two options, whatever you want. All right. Good stuff there. Good stuff there. Taking a peek in office hours. Looks like we're caught up with questions at the moment. Cool. So we can jump into a build demo here. Going to pull up the MMA slate for today. All right. So building some MMA. I like to lower min salary a little bit here. We will do a ultimate demo. We'll do starter. We're talking contest sims on the other one. Okay, so we'll do a starter demo, 500 lineups, 210 correlation, correlation 2, sim diversity 10. That only matters, correlation does, if this is turned off. Don't use opposing fighters. This is a nice big card. Looks like maybe one fight got canceled, but I think there's still like 11 fights, if I'm correct. Yeah, probably like 11 fights here. So it seems fine. Looks like they got one replacement fighter. So I think this is all set. I wouldn't do really anything else except make my two adjustments to projections that are required. And I'll kick this off. Question, if ran sim on all 10 gives an average of the 10. No, because we're using a custom contest sim. So it's only using that one sim for all 10 contests. You don't really need 10 different contest sims if all the contests are the same. That's why I created a custom one. That way we could just use that custom one for all 10 of the contests. All right. So this build ran, we're going to switch back to SaberScore. If sim diversity is on 10, then you want to use SaberScore MMA sim diversity 10. You're going to have an average projection aggregate metric. I would sort by exposure. And then I would scroll down to the last lineup in my set here, always. And now I'd be ready to start analyzing this and making some adjustments. So have some high leverages, have some high negative leverages as well. I probably want to try and flatten this out a little bit. So going from one to two uniques, small adjustment in projection only gets us down to lineup 22. Go to three uniques, bigger jump in projection, and then we get a lot further down in our pool, right? So notice here, though, right? Okay, we're getting close to this like 25 to 50% marker that we always talk about where, you know, you build a saver score. You don't want to go too far into your pool, which is why we care about this. So it's a good time to stop and like analyze this, right? Well, you actually see here our exposures came down pretty significantly. At two, our highest exposure was 85%. At three, our highest exposure is 65%. So that's good, right? Down 20%, a lot flatter. And then at two, again, our highest leverage was 29.9, so like about 30%. And then at three, our highest leverage looks to be about 16.8. So one is we're still taking stance on this slate. Two, we've flattened out our exposures where we're not taking as drastic of stands and trying to be a little bit risk conscious here and smooth out our results so we're not so boom or bust. So this seems good, right? This is a very easy way to build good, strong MMA lineups. The only thing we probably didn't do that we should do is try and account for duplication in like some way, shape, or form. So what I recommend, just if you've never done this before, start with a some ownership filter. Go in and set up a lineup filter that says show lineups with ownership less than X. Make up a number and then watch how many lineups go in the trash. Okay. So here, 312 lineups went in the trash. I personally think that's too many. I would be trying to trash somewhere around like 10% to start. So if I start with 200, okay, that's 200 lineups in the trash now at ownership 200. So I'd go higher. If I go to 210, we're about 100 lineups in the trash. Okay, so I'm going to go a little bit more, like 215. Now we have 75 lineups in the trash. This is a lot closer to what I want here. And so I think that this is a much better number to be at. So in MMA, if you never played before, lineups get played by more than one player very, very often. You want to try and strike a balance between lineups that are good and have a good chance of winning and lineups that aren't going to be played too many times. So when you win, you could retain more of the first place prize. So if I were building lineups for MMA, I would be, I would definitely consider using that. I would actually recommend it. And then I would still do everything else that we did, right? So I actually like having the filter on. I like being at the three unique still. We're still at the 407 projection. A lot smaller stance. I might try and look at two now, just see what two looks like. Two's not bad. We have one leverage over 20%. You know, two's not bad. But notice that the projection doesn't really change here. Kind of stays the same. So it looks like we're changing a lot of the lineups in the middle. Two seems like good. I think two or three are both like really viable. Me personally, I'd probably use two, but I could see the case for using three if you want to be a little bit more spread out. So either one of these work. I think that these are, you know, good steps to follow, especially on starter for building some MMA lineups. So check this out. Let me know if you have any questions, but this is what I'd be trying to do. All right, circling back to John's question. My question was, I have all my entries uploaded. So all 10 contests are in there with custom settings before I build. So I select one, run sim, and then put that one in. Was curious to know if I select all 10 and run a sim, will the resulting best lineup be an average of those 10? Okay. So it sounds like, I'm following, in the contest app, you uploaded your entry file. The 10 contests are present. It sounds like you filled in the sim settings for all 10. So if you did that, and then you went to direct fill, and then you came into this dropdown, and you only selected the 10 contests, it would be an average of the sim ROI across all 10 contests. That is exactly what it would be. If you select one contest It will be only the results from that contest. So if you are using target ROI goes off of however many contests are chosen in this dropdown. So as long as you're using the target, the number of contests you have selected is what's important. Cool. Awesome. Glad we got that clarified. All right. Sorry for misunderstanding before. All right. Junk Dog said awesome. Thanks, Andrew. You're welcome. Cool. So I think we are all caught up here. Talked a little bit of baseball and like ownership and stuff. Talked some MMA strategy. Answered a number of questions here. So appreciate you guys tuning in on a Saturday. I will be back Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. Until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.